Solokos Lokotoman or Mayanakata, Sora Ninakas, like a Unicos Lokotinakata, and Nogilakatanda. But no one but the great creator, I, Yahweh, Solokos Lokotin, and Nogilakata, Sayinakata, and Nogilakatanda, can put a spirit and a soul in a man, Solokos Lokotinakatanda. So these are soulless creations, Solokos Lokotin, and Nogilakata, Sarinakati, that are only under my wrath, Solokos Lokotin, and Nogilakata, Sora Ninakata. It is Satan that gave that knowledge. To mock me once again. But I tell you this, my children. Nothing can happen that I don't allow. For those who dare to mock and say hell is not real, it's a thing, a figment of your imagination. They shall not only taste of hell, but they shall swim in the lake of fire. For those that dare to mock, the second coming of Yeshua, I'll tell you once, I'll tell you again. He's not coming for the church. He's not coming for any organized church. He's coming for the first, next time for his bride. And not just anyone is called Yeshua's bride. Are they loyal? Are they truthful? Are they faithful? Will they choose to obey him? Do they walk holy before me? Is my name on their lips daily? Are they crying out in the name of Yeshua? Are they throwing my Ten Commandments down? Trampling them underneath their feet? Till they crumble to pieces on the ground? Are they telling the people? Listen not to the ways of old, for we do things the new way. We do things our way. This is my sign, my children, as I now have set you apart, for those who are already marked. They have my seal of protection. The angels have marked you for the year of 2003. And evil shall befall many who call themselves by my son's name, and they will wonder why. It is because of this reason, because you dare to mock, because you dare to throw out that which I have spoken forth, because you look at the messenger and not the message. See, you can just see a lone woman. And because you cannot behold my face of wrath, you can hurl your words at her, but I want you to know, not one word that you have spoken has not come before my ears. And as you have attacked her, so you too have shoved a needle in my eyes. And so when you cry out in pain, your very voice I will despise.